Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, just back from Afghanistan, Steve Ranson. He's the editor of the Lahontan Valley News. He'll join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Sean McGinnis, Chip Evans, and Mary Lau. Talk coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Steve Ranson. He's the editor of the Lahontan Valley News and just returned from a trip to Bahrain, Kabul, and Kandahar with the Nevada Army National Guard's 422nd Expeditionary Signal Battalion. First of all, I'm going to ask you to answer a stupid question, which is, for folks that may not know, especially our friends in Southern Nevada, tell us about the Lahontan Valley.
Lahontan Valley, Fallon's the county seat. We're located 60 miles east of Reno and about 389 miles north of Las Vegas. And we have three major industries. One, of course, is agriculture, but we're also home to Top Gun, which by the official name is the Naval Strike and Air Warfare Center at Naval Air Station Fallon. So we're not that far away from Vegas. It's a good six-hour drive.
And a great place to come during air shows.
Yes.
So how did this all come about that you ended up being embedded?
In 28 years with the National Guard and Army Reserve, I never deployed. I went on short tours, for example, to Korea, Central and South America, but never anything to a war zone. And a friend of mine who is the Signal Battalion commander, Jeff Hansen, and I were talking about his impending deployment back in 2009, and that was my last annual training I covered before I retired. So in June, we started the paperwork, and I contacted the public affairs people with NATO at Kabul, started the paperwork, got everything going, and by September I had approval to come into the country. By October I had approval to visit with the 422nd Signal Battalion there at Kandahar, and I also received permission to go up to Bagram and visit the 485th Military Police Company, which is also out of the Stead Armory. So I spent a day with them.
Okay, how did you transport from northern Nevada to Bahrain?
Everything was on commercial air. I had a flight from Reno to Los Angeles, took a flight to Heathrow, and then was on Gulf Air from Heathrow to Bahrain, to where I spent 5 days covering naval operations at Fifth Fleet.
What did you see there?
I was able to go on the aircraft carrier John C. Stennis, and the purpose...
Great ship.
It is. It's. I felt very comfortable because being an old Army guy, you kind of hate to leave the firm ground. But when I was on the aircraft carrier, I was talking to the carrier air wing commanders and other people associated with what they had done in Fallon. The carrier air wing had trained in Fallon in October and November of 2010, then came back in March, and afterward they deployed to the Gulf in June. So what I'm trying to do, and what one of my future stories is going to be, is tying in all that training that they do in Fallon, how it correlates to what they're doing over in either the Persian Gulf or the Arabian Sea, and come around 360 degrees. So I'm pretty much working on that and going over my notes. But when I talk to people, the things that they were doing in Fallon, such as close air support, trying to avoid ground interdiction, search and rescue with their helicopters, they're all, you know, performing all that over there in the Arabian Sea.
What's it like to stand on a flight deck when there's takeoff and landings, especially F-18s?
It's vibrating. It's loud, but we have the ear protection. But I guess I could best describe it as a little kid in awe of watching all these jets take off. But living in Fallon, we see the jets flying all the time. So I think if I had never seen a jet take off like that before, I would really, you know, be like the kid in the candy store and say, I want to see more.
What's amazing on those aircraft carriers is that there's room below deck for a little over 70 F-18s, mm-hmm, with wings up, and they have those giant elevators on either side that can raise two aircraft up at a time. It's just phenomenal.
Oh, I know. We went down there as well and saw that, and there's just a lot of room. And I would say maybe the high point to the aircraft carrier was the trip going out and the trip going back, because I went on what was called a COD flight. It's on a Greyhound, and it's a prop plane, and when it lands on the deck, it also hooks the cable.
Right.
And
the tail hook.
The only way I can explain that is taking my kids to Six Flags and being on a ride and having it just stop like that.
Yeah, it's really amazing. We were on the an airplane that landed on the deck of an aircraft carrier, and it goes from 150 miles an hour to zero in 2 seconds, and takes off at about the same time. Mm-hmm. Okay, what was your next destination?
After that, I headed to Kabul, where I spent the night, and then after Kabul...
What was that like?
I landed in Kabul about 6 o'clock at night. It was raining. We had to deplane onto the tarmac and walk into immigration. And when I was writing my daily blogs for the newspapers, I said, going into immigration reminds me of watching Mission Impossible and how they're going into a Eastern European government facility to show their papers. I met an American contractor who was coming back from R&R there in immigration at the Kabul airport, and we began talking, and he asked me where I was staying, and I said, well, I'm staying at this hotel that's supposedly friendly to American journalists. And he had a phone and says, well, let's give them a call. We tried calling them, no answer. We tried another phone number, no answer. We went outside the airport, no ride. And at that time, it was the Muslim holiday of Eid, so nobody was picking anybody up. And he offered to take me to the hotel where they were staying in downtown Kabul for the night, and then bring me back to the airport, because he was also flying out to Herat. I was going to Kandahar, so I wound up staying in the middle of Kabul on a Thursday night in a hotel. I don't even know where it is, because it was dark going there, dark going to the airport. But all I know is we went through two checkpoint Charlies, went through a couple of body scans with the wand, and had to dump out our luggage just to make sure we weren't carrying any weapons or explosives.
All right, let's take a break. More with Steve Ranson and his travels to Afghanistan right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The Holiday Race for Cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Get in the Holiday Race for Cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The Holiday Race for Cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Ranson. He's the editor of the Lahontan Valley News. These stories also carried in the Nevada Appeal and the Record Courier in Gardnerville. We're talking about your trip to Embed in Kandahar with the Nevada Army National Guard, 422nd, I get it out there, Expeditionary Signal Battalion. So now, you've arrived at Kandahar. What do you see?
I'm taken to the Public Affairs Office. I get credentialed, and I am taken to the eastern part of Kandahar, where the Signal Battalion is headquartered, and their buildings are pretty much plywood buildings, and they have two companies that are there in Kandahar. They also have a company, an Arizona company, that's been attached to them since 2009, and they were doing the majority of their operations at Bagram, which is about 300 road miles away.
What kind of operations?
What they're doing is they're establishing communications not only on the installation among the various units by hooking up computers and providing fiber optic wire for hookups, but they're also providing communications out to the various forward operating bases that could be anywhere from 50 to 100 miles or so away from Kandahar. And the Signal Battalion was responsible for providing communications to those FOBs and units in Kandahar Province, which is referred to as Regional Command South, and then also across southern Afghanistan, just so that the units were able to receive both secure and unsecure communications.
What's the mood of the troops?
The mood is high. It's the morale is good. They feel like they've been able to get over there and do the job for which they were trained. Right now, one of the things I'm going to be discussing in an article coming out, the overall morale is good, but when they come back to the state of Nevada, quite a few of them are coming back to no jobs. They'll be unemployed, and some of those who are unemployed are trying to get on with another unit in Kandahar to see if they can serve another deployment. So on one hand...
Did that surprise you?
No, it didn't, because I've seen, you know, the president, for example, talk about unemployed veterans, and the Veterans Office here in the state of Nevada with Caleb Cage, they're addressing that problem, and I know Governor Sandoval is very concerned about the unemployment of veterans, of guardsmen coming back. We had talked about that on two different occasions, and I know he is trying to address the program statewide, the problem statewide, and so is Caleb Cage. So what I want to try and do is bring attention to that in a future article about how many are unemployed. I don't have a specific number or breakdown, but I know I talked to at least 20 guardsmen who are coming back to no jobs.
And were there any doubts expressed about the mission?
None. I did not find anything. They were positive about the mission. They felt that they were doing the job for which they were trained and for what they believed was doing the right thing and supporting Operation Enduring Freedom.
Did you ever feel, you know, your personal safety in danger at any time, whether in Bahrain, Qatar, Kabul?
I would say that night in Kabul, where I spent the night at the hotel in downtown Kabul, because when we were taken there, the contractor had a small Afghan staff, and he had one of his drivers take us to the hotel. But we were told, as we're traveling the streets of Kabul, sit in the back seat, slouch, don't look out the window, because there have been increased incidences of kidnappings of Westerners, and we were told to just be as inconspicuous as possible. Then we get to the hotel, and we go through a couple checkpoint Charlies, as I mentioned, and I thought, you know, welcome to Kabul. And that was probably the only time I really felt nervous about safety. I didn't feel nervous when I was at Kandahar. I did not feel nervous when I was at Bagram. And when we left Bagram after visiting the 485th, I was in a convoy of SUVs going from Bagram to Kabul, and I was told, just be on the outlook. We all had to wear body armor, Kevlar helmet, because they had previous problems with small arms fire.
Okay, so pretty much just like driving through Churchill County.
Yeah.
I'm joking, of course. Okay, Steve Ranson is the editor of the Lahontan Valley News. If you would like to follow up and read the articles that he's written, you can go to lahontanvalleynews.com. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. We're proud of the troops and glad you had a safe experience, and you'd like to go back, right?
Yes, eventually.
You're a brave man. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Honey, I just finished the gift list.
Honey, these are the bills. This is the list.
You took my mom off the list.
It's holiday time at the Joneses.
Who are you?
No money for presents.
How'd you get in here?
Not even enough to buy a fruitcake.
Look at those pants.
Look at that sweater. What the Joneses don't know is that using your vehicle title, Lighthouse Financial can lend you up to $25,000 in 20 minutes with no credit check. How's that for a happy holiday?
Call or visit Lighthouse Financial, 800-813-CASH.com, and drive away with cash today.
What? I'm going to be late. I can't be late.
Grandma, you got to help me out. My window's broken.
I'll be right there. No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
We guarantee the lowest prices in town, only at Glassboro.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver
is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mary Lau is here, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Sean McGinnis is here, attorney with Lewis & Rocha, and Chip Evans, former chair of the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here. Now, I have been going on for several months now about how there is definitely a recovery going on in Southern Nevada on the Strip. And Bill Lerner, who's a respected analyst with Union Gaming, put out a piece a couple of months ago talking about this, and pretty much everybody derided it. But he put out a new piece based on McCarran Airport winning the award for most new international routes in 2011. And in their view, Union Gaming, it says, in our view, the strong airlift numbers in both domestic and international travel supports our notion that Las Vegas is set to experience unprecedented occupancy and higher ADR. The lack of supply growth in 2012 should push occupancy to record levels in 2013 and beyond. While continuing to boost room rates, we estimate 84.9% occupancy for full year 2011 versus 80.4%. 88% in 2012, and exceeding peak occupancy in 2013 at 91%. Your thoughts on that? Do you believe those numbers? And if so, shouldn't we be building more rooms, or at least opening up rooms that are there right now, like the Fountain Blue?
Well, I think, yes, I agree with the numbers. I think we're in a recovery, gradual recovery. We showed that with our Christmas numbers and with the historical numbers coming through from retail, which is some of the tourism dollars and stuff goes into retail, too. But I don't think we're ready to build more rooms yet because the price of credit and everything is not good. We have always had good occupancy and good times. I mean, I remember 100 years ago when they opened the Mirage, they said they needed to have at least X number of occupancy, 92 or something like this.
It was $1 million a day.
Yeah. As soon as they opened up, they were in the black. It never lagged behind. So I think it'd be premature to start going into and investing in more because they've got to build up their coffers. They've got to build up, and they've got to bring their room rates up. Right now, you can get $80 room rates on the Strip still, and that's not going to hold.
But one of the things that's helping them tremendously is the resort fees, which are not included in the average daily room rates.
Right. Well, that's the way they've been recouping some of that. But Mary's right. I mean, what I think what needs to happen is, and I hope those numbers are correct, what needs to happen is the people to come to Vegas, let the room rates come up, let the occupancy levels go up. Once the room rates go up on the Strip, then the room rates down on Fremont Street can go up, and it'll have a lifting effect for everybody.
And you're seeing a lot of people with a lot of faith in downtown Las Vegas at this point in terms of the hotel casino industry, the new ownership of Fitzgerald's. And you have clients in Northern Nevada. I know you can't go into any detail, but are in the process of purchasing Boomtown.
Right.
And we've seen this with Grand Sierra Resorts, Sienna. So, I mean, there seems to be all kinds of signs that business is improving.
There's a lot of interest, yeah. There's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, you know, and you can't sustain a over 90% occupancy is really over 100% occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put up a property in a year. I mean, it takes a lot of planning.
I think Mary hit on a key point that there needs to be enough of a trend and enough evidence to bring the investors back into the business of building. You know, I think they're still rightfully scared out there and want to, you know, show me first.
Well, it used to be build it and they will come. Now it's come and force us to build it. You know, once we're a commodity again, then yeah. But then again, Las Vegas will be reinventing itself.
Let's go back to the retail numbers because these are so important. You know, we've seen obviously additional hiring going on in the state as far as retail goes. Are retailers optimistic that this is going to be a much better year than last year?
It'll be a much better year than last year because some of the recent spending and stuff like that. But don't forget the hiring is also Christmas hiring and holiday hiring and stuff like that. Some of that won't hold. I think where you're going to see the difference is if the layoffs after Christmas and after the various holidays and stuff, if they're not as drastic, then you're going to see this market trend that says we're slowly improving, and I don't think they will be as drastic. I think we're slowly improving.
Was there any blowback from Amazon after the legislative session?
Well, interestingly enough, and we had that discussion earlier, Amazon just testified before the House Judiciary Committee that they support the collection of sales tax on the internet at all levels. They testified in opposition to eBay. eBay testified that smaller, under a certain dollar amount, $100,000, $150,000, and they sort of threw out some numbers, wouldn't be taxed. But you can't do that because then you're going to put Sally's Dress Shop in the middle of Sparks in unfair competition with a small vendor that is selling on various other areas. So you can't, you know, you can't carve out a separate class of business. But Amazon is now full support of the federal program because they've lost in too many states.
Interesting. Let's talk about the university system. The Regents raising the undergraduate tuition by 8%. Your thoughts on that?
You know, it's a bitter pill. And I think there's going to be this constant rejuggling of tuition and public support for education, and hopefully we can find a way to make the next few years a lot less painful.
Your thoughts?
Well, it's not a surprise. It doesn't surprise me that tuition has gone up, and I think he's right. Is we're going to see this over the next few years as everything sort of stabilizes. I would hope that as the economy comes back and continues to revive, that we won't have too drastic of raises, and then we could figure out how to stabilize the college system.
Well, and the other thing is that Nevada is still a pretty good deal by comparison with other states in terms of tuition, so it's not good for the current students, but at the same time, it's
well,
more likely.
As the recovery goes, I'd like to see that education first theme come back about where the new funds are going to go.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's Mr. Martin. He's really frustrated.
Bill, it's Jonathan. I know what you're going through. Classic Social Security disability. Deny, deny. It can feel like it's taking forever. But remember, there's no giving up.
Social Security disability. Getting your benefits takes forever. Most people simply give up. We win cases because we don't give up. David Allen and Associates. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms is back for the holidays again this year. Since Ferguson Farms grows its own trees, we can sell directly to you. That means big savings. We offer Noble, Grand, and Norman firs of all sizes at the lowest prices in town. In fact, we'll beat any major retailer prices or double your money back. Believe it or not, we are giving away hundreds of trees again this year. Times are still tough, and we want to help those families who are truly in need. Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms, with two locations in Reno and Carson City.
Get fit for less with no hidden costs at European Fitness Center. We're Reno's best deal and your one-stop gym, offering more than your daily workout. European Fitness offers free weights, strength training equipment, group classes, weight loss center, and our new indoor pool and spa. While you're there, get your hair and nails done, get a tan, or have lunch or dinner at the Garden Restaurant. Check out our two new cardio theaters. Join European Fitness Center now and enjoy our special holiday offer with no hidden costs for only $20 a month and zero to enroll. Hurry in for this one-time special holiday offer.
Right now, Internet has over 500 pre-owned vehicles in our multi-lot inventory, and we must sell down or face serious penalties. For a limited time, get $4,000 push, pull, or drag for your trade-in, or $4,000 cash assistance towards negative equity on your trade. Buy with no money down, no payments till February, and get payments as low as $149 per month. You can even get $1,000 Christmas cash with every purchase. It's the December year-end sell-off, only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, education is the topic. Lynn Warney will join us. She's the president of the Nevada State Education Association. We'll see you.